based on the service you're looking to cover. And anything else you need for a complete painting project, I'll run down the checklist with you. They can advise you on patching holes and prepping services, too. John Lee Paints, for 3.5 decades, the paint, the leading paint provider here in the River Region at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closet.
You mean our walk-in closet.
And now, our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
It's January 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of January, 1993, production begins on the groundbreaking animated film Toy Story. The first task was to create memorable characters, and the team at Pixar delivered by giving moviegoers everywhere a Woody and a Buzz.
To infinity and beyond!
Have a great January 19th, the greatest day ever.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
8 o'clock. Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. A government shutdown's looking more likely.
Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers as the federal government gets ready to turn into a pumpkin at midnight. Senate Democrats are threatening to filibuster a House-passed spending bill that includes money for the military and the Children's Health Insurance Program, but does not include protections for children brought to America illegally. A filibuster means there's a 60-vote threshold in the Senate, and Republicans only have 51 seats.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The parents who starved and kept their 13 children prisoners in their own home plead not guilty in Southern California.
The children lacking a basic knowledge of life, many not even knowing what a police officer was. The 17-year-old daughter who escaped had been working on a plan with her siblings for 2 years.
Fox's Anita Vogel. The parents are being held on $12 million bond each. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Tune into this morning radio program. There's no question about who you're listening to.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
No, it's Greg Budell.
You are correct, sir.
Jay Scott.
Go back to ISIS.
Emily Hayes.
Yeah, whatever it was, but I didn't care. I still put it in my mouth. It was great.
Bailey, the Wonder Doll. And Rich Thomas.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Now, who are you listening to?
It's Enrico Palazzo.
Close. It's three men and a lady.
Do it again. I like it.
It's Enrico Palazzo.
I want to be him. What can I tell you? As we are past 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM, we'll be heading down to the traffic dungeon. Major wreck southbound by the cotton field. As reported by a caller, we'll be checking in with Rick Walker in just a moment on that situation. And do you get to stay
No, I'm back to regular schedule. I got to go back to the office today. I think I've got it in me to work like a half day. I don't think I should push any more than that.
I, if you do push it, you're going to get sick for longer.
Yeah.
If you're not well by Monday, you're going to miss the fried bologna extravaganza.
Will I be included in that?
Yes.
Okay.
You would have been included today.
My text last night said, I'm 50-50.
And his text said, stay home. Right.
And you were being then, compliant.
And to talk about Joey and said Joey's going to stay home.
Right.
I know, but y'all are like my family. I don't like to be away from you for very
long. That's very flattering. It really is. But I feel bad because then I didn't have steak for you today.
It's okay. I'm all like riding high on these steroids.
But I do have a Swiss Miss cake roll.
I don't like chocolate.
Oh, that's right.
One day you'll remember.
That won't work. All right, well, let's move along with our lives.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Willie Sanders Truck Lines. Instead of a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
We weren't laughing at you, Jeff. Mostly sunny today, not as cold. High temperature 50 to 52. The winds will be light. So what remains on the ground as far as the snow will probably be gone. Certainly the icy roads. And we have had icy road problems this morning. And we keep hearing about this, even 3 days later. Tonight, clear and cold. Another freeze. The last freeze in the series. Overnight low 29. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny, warmer, 60 degrees or thereabouts. You know, we may end up around 58, 59, but I think we'll be close to 60. Sunday, how about a high of 67? How about it? Plenty of sunshine. Clouds increase Sunday night. The overnight low Sunday night will be in the mid-40s, and Monday's high will be around 67, with showers and thunderstorms, and we'll be appreciative of every raindrop we can get. We are in a drought now. This morning, with clear skies and light winds, Maxwell's 33. They're the warm spot. It's 25 at Montgomery Regional Airport, Danny Field, at 8:08. And it's a known fact that whether, no matter what time it is, 8:08 or 3:08 in the morning or whenever, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. Now, Plumbing by Luquire is the people you should call. I had mentioned before I knew about Plumbing by Luquire, I had some, encounters with some unscrupulous plumbers. These were not companies. These were independent guys who charged me ridiculous amounts of money. So I had a bad opinion of plumbers until a friend of mine, and I can't even remember who told me, said, what about Luquire? I said, yeah, I use them for heating and air conditioning. He said, no, Plumbing by Luquire. They are second to none in the River Region, and they are very, very professional. Now, I don't even think about it. Now, they have restored my faith in the plumbing industry. They're reliable, courteous, prompt, professional, and you should give them a call. Trust me. As they say at Plumbing by Luquire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luquire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com, and click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
At 8:09, let's head down to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. 65 south from Cobbs Ford Road, down past Highway 143 is still pretty slow. The backup from North Boulevard down to the interchange is broken up. That's all cleared up now. 85 is all clear. We're not seeing anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway to give you any problems. And nothing really big on the 31 so far. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor & Vaughn, and McClinton & Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walton.
Insurance to nod your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I have another one of those K-Tel parodies. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the last one, yes.
Apparently, my stepmom has 5 K-Tel records, is what Daddy said.
Those were, those also made a good grab bag gift or for somebody, you could get 30 wonderful songs.
But they were the worst presses of all time.
Yeah. Not exactly a great quality. At 8:11, here's K-Tel 2.
It is time for you to stay.
now presents Woe Is Me, a musical pity party. 22 original looks, 22 original wines. Linda Ronstadt. Eric Carmen. Here the moment a great rock and roll band jumped the shark and gave us this wussy, whiny record. Chicago. If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. The 70s were chock full of self-pity plotters, and K-Tel's Woe Is Me has them all, including this number one pathetic ballad by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Come on again.
Yeah, really.
Huge too.
Oh, man. Plus, One Less Bell to Answer by The Fifth Dimension. Oh, really? Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook. What About Me by Moving Pictures. That Stupid Crybaby, I'm Not a Perfect Person song. And Sinead O'Connor.
Nothing compares to you.
K-Tel's Woe Is Me makes a great gift. Give one to the man you jilted on your way to the altar.
But it's the worst that could happen.
By K-Tel's Woe Is Me now. And you'll get a coupon for a free box of Velveeta, a little cheese to go with your wine. K-Tel's Woe Is Me, a musical pity party, is available on CD, cassette, and stereo record for only $9.99. Sorry, not available on 8-track.
Oh, I'll just go home now and go to bed and maybe stay there forever.
K-Tel Records, because some people just can't create their own playlist.
Ever told Amy the Velveeta cheese story?
The Velveeta cheese story.
You know, Velveeta cheese has that interesting consistency to it.
That's putting it mildly.
And so one time, usually we would open it at one end and then peel it back as needed. I used to like it. You could use it in an omelet. I used to like to slice it and put it on top of an open-faced peanut butter and jelly swamage.
Gross.
But one time I got curious, what's it like to hold a whole loaf of Velveeta?
A block of Velveeta.
Well, it's actually more loaf-shaped than block-shaped. But whatever. So I took all the foil off of it and stood there with 10 inches of
golden
goodness. It was just it's weird to hold that much.
See, okay,
are you allowed to call it cheese? Is it it's so not, processed?
I think it's a cheese food.
Cheese product.
My sister lost her mind at Thanksgiving. Because I'm so used to getting up early with y'all or whatever, and we were at Daddy's house for Thanksgiving, and everybody was asleep, and I needed to go get stuff for the things that I was going to make, and I'd been awake. So I left, and I go to Walmart, and nobody's there, thank God, and I get all the stuff that I need or whatever, and I'm making mac and cheese. Now, there's a mac and cheese that is made in my family that uses Velveeta. And I thought that I would just change it up a little bit because I was making the mac and cheese, and I bought two different types of cheese, but like a sharp cheddar and then I don't know, I can't remember. I just know I got a white cheese too.
Point being, it wasn't Velveeta.
So when I get back, Elizabeth comes out to help me unload everything from the car and starts losing her mind. She's like, I don't see any Velveeta in here. What is this other cheese? What is this? Where do you go? Did you even get elbow noodles? Or are you going to put, like, you know, the corkscrew noodles in there? Elizabeth's freaking out. Dad comes outside. What's wrong? We have to go back to Walmart. Emily didn't get the right stuff for Thanksgiving dinner. It was she had a whole come apart because I didn't use the Velveeta cheese for the macaroni and cheese. But I'll tell you, I was at Bo Holt's house for his birthday. We had a birthday party, and everybody just kind of made a dish. And in my family, we also use Velveeta for Rotel dip, which is where you just brown ground beef, and you've got a can of Rotel, and you chop up the block of Velveeta and put it in the crock pot. Velveeta's got this white Velveeta now, like this queso Velveeta, and I use that instead. Brilliant. Don't tell Elizabeth, though, because she'll come down here from Coleman and throw a fit.
Velveeta has an adhesive quality, too. If you cut yourself, just slice.
Yeah. Put it gross.
Velveeta,
gross.
Put it right on, and it'll stay there until you peel it off.
Stuck on Velveeta.
Hey, what was in fondue? You remember fondue? Okay, do you remember the fondue era in the world?
Of course, fondue parties. In fact, there's a restaurant.
The Melting Pot.
Very expensive.
And
tasty. Have you ever been?
No.
It's pretty good.
Give it a shot. There's one in Birmingham.
Ah.
I didn't know anything about it, and I was in Gatlinburg.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, there's a melting pot. Let's go. I thought it was just a place you go around and dip stuff in chocolate and eat it.
Yeah.
But no, they bring you raw food, and then you put it in the pot and cook it, and then you dip it into the cheese.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's amazing.
I like that.
It's expensive, but it's amazing.
Very expensive.
Not as expensive as Ruth's Chris.
Ruth's Chris. That's ridiculous.
The name, though, you have to.
You got to say it. Ruth's. It's an apostrophe.
It's Ruth's. Yeah.
Ruth's Chris.
Too many S's.
Ruth's Chris.
Remember the name of the ship in the battleship in Hot Shots?
No.
Oh, the SSSS?
The SSSs.
SSSs, yes.
That's good.
What's, Hot Shots was a parody movie. It was very Naked Gun-ish, but it was about...
From the same guy.
It was about Top Gun type stuff.
And
it was
a brilliant parody of Top Gun. There's some really funny stuff
in the big
too.
Phone in the foreground, and he comes to...
It's still big.
It's huge.
I love the fact that when they were walking out to their planes, they had keys that opened.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the same chirping sound to unlock the cockpits and stuff like that. You don't know what you're missing. Now, what other movies has Emily not watched?
God, there's way too long of a list.
We started that about a year ago.
We've given up.
Yeah.
She didn't watch Wonderful Life for Christmas, did you?
No.
You never finished Young Frankenstein.
I know. Didn't I, though?
No, you never did. I'm not going to back you up on this, because these are good movies.
I didn't. Young Frankenstein didn't really take to me the way that...
You watched Naked Gun. You watched Airplane.
I loved Airplane. I thought that was hilarious. But Young Frankenstein didn't really...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean...
Hasn't seen A Wonderful Life. No. Hasn't seen that...
Hot Shots or Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah, she hasn't seen that.
I love the Part 2 where Charlie Sheen and that guy, they're going to have this big martial arts battle in this crowded place, and they end up tickling each other and stuff. It's very funny. They parody, one movie after another through these things, and they have a good time with it.
Oh, look at the time.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily has left the building.
Oh, hey, that thing we were talking about during the break that judges us every...
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Twice a year.
Next Wednesday or Thursday. Next Wednesday or Thursday.
It comes out or it's finished?
It comes out.
Uh-oh.
Report card day is next Wednesday.
Oh, my gracious. All right, well, I'm going to go work a little bit and then go back to bed.
All right, we didn't expect you, or you would have had a steak this morning.
You know, that's okay. Nobody ever expects a Spanish Inquisition.
No one ever expects a good job.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good week. Get some rest.
What? Do I not look rested?
No.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Here's an interesting little thing. Yesterday, remember, that was on the afternoon show. The story about the earrings. I was out with my daughter's mother. Mm-hmm. This is many years ago, 1991. We had just gotten off a cruise ship, and we were with some friends, and we were in a jewelry store.
Yeah.
And she saw a pair of diamond earrings in the case that she liked, so I bought them. I had stupid money then. I could do stupid things like that, you know?
Sure, sure.
And Janelle sent me a photo yesterday wearing those earrings. She said her mother had passed them on to her, and I was... And I remember that day, because... Our friend thought I was showing off, and I really did not mean to, hurt anybody else's feelings. Michelle wanted them, so I bought them. And I think they were like $3,200.
Wow. That's like dinner at Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. I had to make a choice. Are we going to eat or are we going to have earrings? So Joey brought up the inflation calculator to see what a $3,200 item in 1991 would cost today.
What is it?
$5,700.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I let her know, I said, there's a great story behind those. Those bring back a very happy memory.
but
understand just how valuable those are.
Right. And Goose, if you ever need money, if you need to pawn something,
call Uncle Rich.
Right.
Toll free from South Florida, too.
Last name is spelled C-A-S-H.
The reason I brought up money, there's a story here on inflation. You know, a lot of the TV families we watched, you really couldn't tell what job the father had,
mm-hmm.
what they did and how much money they made. They all seemed to live in nice houses.
They just came home, hey, honey, how was work? They never said, you know, right. How was your day at the law firm? Or how was your...
Right. Yeah. Well, we know in the Brady Bunch, he was an architect.
He was an architect.
Okay.
It says, today, a California architect with 10 to 14 years of experience to make around $90,000. How does anybody live in California with their taxes on $90,000?
Not in San Francisco, I can tell you that.
Or even parts of L.A.
What about the Beaver's dad? What did he do?
We're going there. Oh. Now, I know for a fact, because I'm so familiar with the episodes, All in the Family, there's an episode where he gets mad because Irene, that goofy feminist neighbor, gets hired at his plant at the same salary he was making after 20 years, $5.50 an hour.
What plant? What was he? I'm trying to remember. They made parts.
They did a lot of government contract work. So he was making $5.50 an hour. That was back in the early 70s. The kind of lifelong union job that Archie Bunker had is becoming a thing of the past. A loading dock foreman today would make around $50,000. And Edith would make about $12 an hour as a part-time caretaker. The Jeffersons. These days, the owner of a dry cleaning business can expect to take in around $30,000 per cleaner. So George Jefferson's chain of 7 stores has netted more than $200,000 a year. But he was certainly living like he was making more than that.
Yeah.
Back in those days.
Uh-huh.
Everybody loves Raymond, his character, a sports reporter at a real newspaper called Newsday. That would pay about $90,000 a year. Roseanne, Dan and Roseanne bounced around a variety of different jobs. During season one, she worked on an assembly line at a plastics company, a job that would pay around $18 an hour today, if it still existed. Leave it to Beaver.
All right.
Nobody knows what Ward Cleaver actually did for a living.
Nope.
He wore a suit, carried a briefcase. Right.
That's it.
And went to work.
And just came home, went to work. Right. That's what it was.
Right.
Went to work.
Right.
I've got to go to my job. It was never...
And still wore those sweaters and a tie when he's in his leisure moments.
And June always had her string of pearls
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
They once said that Ward worked for a trust company, and at one point his coworker complained he has a corner office.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot to go on, but it indicates that he makes something in the low six-figure range today. And we still don't know what that would be.
Right.
The other shows they did this for, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, uh-huh. Married with Children, Seventh Heaven, Family Ties. Stop me if you want to hear one of these.
Married with Children, he worked at a shoe store.
Yeah.
Which you had that job.
Al Bundy made $12,000 a year. That would be about $20,000 today.
Uh-huh. Name the other shows you just named?
Malcolm in the Middle.
I have no idea.
Family Ties, doing. Modern Family.
Family Ties. What did he do?
He was the manager of a PBS station.
Oh, that's true. I remember that. Yeah.
And it says they would make around $100,000 today.
Is that right? At PBS?
Although one of the things that broke, remember this is kind of a big scandal.
Mm-hmm.
When Obama was president, there were people getting politically involved that were making $600,000-$700,000 a year.
Working for public broadcasting.
It wasn't so much what they did that I was outraged at. Try and make that kind of money in the private sector of this business.
Mm.
You know, government radio, newsmen making $200,000 a year. Are you kidding?
That's incredible.
Home Improvement. Median salary for a TV or radio host is $55,000. As the host of Tool Time.
Yeah.
The fourth most popular cable-based tool show in all of Michigan.
Cable.
You'd be making around that, 55. That was kind of interesting to go back.
Yeah. That is interesting.
After
that's
all that research list. All these years, we still don't know what Ward Cleaver
yeah.
did besides...
Hugh Beaumont. Was that his name?
Hugh Beaumont. And they did a movie.
Beaver's been on his program, too.
Yes. Do we still have that? Do we have that clip? That was a really fun interview.
He was a great guy.
Really was.
To talk to
really you. Was. I was very, very impressed. That was one of those interviews where I'm really glad we had the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's being done this week, and they've been working on it this week, I've been telling you, you know, we did not seek a house that had a pool. We just kind of looked into it.
Right.
Then you learn, once you have one, how much that pool can contribute to your monthly energy costs. So what we ended up doing, first, I thought, well, saltwater technology, that's state-of-the-art, right? No, it's not. State of the art is what Blue Haven offers, and we're having the whole saltwater thing. They've already removed all of it and installed the equipment for the new system, which will create for us a virtually chemical-free water that's just like bottled water. It's that pure.
Right.
But at a far more energy-efficient pace. It's a system that you can have installed to replace what you're currently using that will pay for itself over time just on energy savings and leave you swimming in a better quality of water. To find out more, call Blue Haven. It's a national company, but their local team is so local, and they're just great guys to work with. They can explain the technology to you. By the way, if you need a pool built, Blue Haven's been doing that since 1954, and for 9 years in a row, they're ranked number one. And boy, they have some really, really amazing... If I didn't have a pool, some of the designs that they do now are really cool.
Uh-huh.
And they can do them with corner tubs and, you know, whirlpools and stuff.
Bet they could do heart-shaped.
Really? Yes. Don't doubt it for a second. They're the best at what they do. 9 years running. Blue Haven, 271-3100, or visit them at bluehaven.com. And get ready because it'll be warm again soon.
Yes.
David, good morning to you.
Did you guys ever see the movie Anchorman?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Remember the scene where they had the rumble out and back in the alley and Tim Robbins is leading the PBS crew?
Yes.
Yeah. And Ben Stiller's with the, the Hispanic channel?
Right. Actually, the only thing that was redeemable about the second Anchorman was when all the different, they had another gang war in Central Park brewing and they had all these different, and there were a lot of cameos in it. That's what made it funny. Mm. Liam Neeson was, I think, the PBS guy.
I just remember Tim Robbins. It was hilarious because he had the fro and wearing the pipe with the tweed jacket.
Right.
Yeah. How PBS of you.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, did you ever eat at Lowry's Steakhouse in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was a great place to eat.
And in fact, Lowry's seasoning salt is still...
Is that only one in Chicago or are they in other major cities?
In all the traveling I've done, I've only seen the one in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to the band. Like I said, if A&M was picking up the tab, we'd go to Lowry's or Morton's.
Yeah.
And the prime rib at Lowry's is what the feature there. It's
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, that was, Ontario, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, over at that area.
I don't know if they're still there or not.
David, we mentioned Morton's earlier. Do you know, have you been to a Morton's where they wheel the food out? It's not cooked. They show you what, that's the menu.
They've got one in Las Vegas, Dallas, Chicago, and Beverly Hills.
Lowry's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Prattville?
Yeah, they
Prattville.
And you were talking about Ruth Chris. I've eaten like 4 or 5 times at Ruth Chris. And I quit going there. The last 2 times I've eaten at Ruth Chris, the food has been horrible.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was... I went to the one at up in Huntsville at the Embassy Suites and was staying there for a weekend. And, I mean, my steak was literally unedible.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, I've heard that the Birmingham one is not good, but... I've been to the one in Washington, San Francisco, Minneapolis.
Yeah, the one in San Antonio was that was the first time, and it was great. So,
I'll try them again next time I'm near one. I don't know when that'll be, though. They were in South Florida. I don't know if they're still there or not.
Hmm. There was
David, thanks for the call.
There was talk we were going to get one. You know where what's that central area in East Chase there where the restaurant where La Jolla used to be?
Yeah.
It's now
it's Blackfin
now. Yeah. There was talk that
that was going
to
be.
They were talking to Ruth Chris.
Oh, interesting.
That would be interesting, but it's everything's a la carte, man. That is not a cheap dinner. It's 8:30 for crying out loud. When we come back, news of the weird.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still dealing with some backed up traffic
65 southbound, either side of Highway 143. An accident there earlier. Still got traffic backed up a little bit in that area. The rest of the interstate system looks okay on 65. 85 is all clear. The 31s look good. Taylor and Vaughn, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway are all clear as well. If your older Toyota is driving like it has the flu, January is your month. You can get 15% off a diagnostic test at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open Sundays after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. For Montgomery Crime Mapping, in the past 24 hours, two cars stolen, 600 block of Festival Place and the 2400 block of Meadow Ridge, both those addresses off the Eastern Boulevard. Robbery of a person, 3600 block of Richard Street, gun used there. Two business robberies, one in the 2200 block of East South Boulevard and the 4600 block of Mobile Highway, guns used in both of those robberies. And two burglaries, one on Lone Oak Drive off West Boulevard, the other a residence burglared in the 1100 block of Perry Hill Road, that near Beth Manor. And an update on the Taco Bell fire. Investigators believe the fire started in a small room holding electrical distribution equipment. The cause of the fire is yet to be determined. On social media, a group of people upset about the store burning down have planned a candlelight vigil for Taco Bell. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first-home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-home homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-home homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
life, Saturday night has a lot to unfold.
I'm leaving now, let's go.
Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every
37 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB after a week of winter and all the havoc and inconvenience and everything else. It is great to have an opportunity to talk baseball. And joining us, our friend Mike Scott Tribble from the Montgomery. That was just outside. It's cold. And Mike Murphy.
Yes.
The new marketing director for the Biscuits. Guys, good to have you in.
Hey, happy to be here. We've been building snowmen with baseball bats and hats in the outfield, so now we're ready to melt it all down and play some baseball.
I was just thinking about you the other day because, you know, we haven't seen you really much since the end of the season. And
I missed you.
And likewise. No, look, he's from the Midwest. I'm in Cleveland. Yeah. I'm from Chicago. Our clocks are built around the baseball season.
100%.
We've been counting down the pitchers and catchers.
Yeah, on the timeline every morning. Yeah. Opening day is New Year's Day for guys like us. And after the winter we've had, this is almost like reliving the good old days in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Because baseball means the weather's going to be nice and warm.
Yes, sir.
And for some time.
Play ball.
And as a diehard fan, I think I've established some credibility with you on that. I got MLB trade rumors. I subscribe to The Athletic. I got, you know, baseball sources everywhere because I love to read the sport, too, and get into the business end of it, which is why I'm jealous of you because that's where you live. Mm. And it has been so boring. I mean, the Rays made a big move, sending Longoria to San Francisco.
That one hurt. But it just opens the door for all the young guys. So
yeah.
What they're doing is they're saying, we are rebuilding. We're going to, all those guys who were with the Biscuits in 2015, 2016, you're going to see them on opening day this year. So it's exciting for us as a minor league team because it just opens a doorway for all these young guys to come up and get chances to start. I mean, we're talking about three or four guys who are on the Biscuits in 2015 could be opening day starters for the Rays this year.
But what team has a better track record than Tampa in developing young talent?
Yep.
It's hard to think of one. Although there is that sentimental attachment to Longo because I remember he was rehabbing from an injury a couple of years ago, and they sent him here to play with the Biscuits, and he hit a rocket off the scoreboard, one of the hardest hit home runs I've ever seen at that ballpark.
I've got the bobblehead, the bobblehead.
Longoria bobblehead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
He's kind of been the face of our organization as well as the face of the Rays. So it was a little hard to see him get traded. But, you know, he'll continue his career, and they got some good prospects back. So some of those guys may end up in Biscuits uniforms this year.
I know you guys are always trying to get folks to the ballpark with new exciting promotions and new ideas with new ownership now. What are some of the new ideas and promotions coming up this year?
Yeah, I think it's just more, bigger, better is what we're looking at for this year. More Max Fireworks shows than ever in Biscuit history.
Oh, wow.
More giveaways than ever in Biscuit history. More ticket plans, more promotional nights. Just a lot more fun is what we're trying to bring to the ballpark. And I know you guys are both huge baseball fans,
gosh.
But not everybody in this market is a baseball fan. And we want those people who even hate baseball to be able to come down to Riverwalk Stadium and have a great time.
It's a fun night.
Yeah.
It always is.
You know, we let Tampa deal with the baseball stuff, and we deal with the fun down at the ballpark.
And you know what? It's affordable.
You know?
It's affordable, and it's a good clean fun,
and a lot of good food too.
The food's awesome. No, they do everything right, And it's great that we've finally been able to, you know, partner up with you guys and do some things. And maybe this year one of us might actually get to throw out a first pitch at the game.
Oh. I offered multiple times last year. Don't give me that. Don't give me that.
Well, I wanted to lose a little weight first. See, I'm making great progress on that.
Well, again, we're excited for the season to come. We're about 75 days away from opening day. So, well, countdown is on.
Yeah, so you got to get your arm in shape.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the first team that you're playing this year?
We're starting off with Biloxi.
Okay.
So opening night, we're hoping, is going to be like the biggest opening night we've ever had. So in addition to all the pageantry behind opening night, we're doing our Max fireworks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really cool show. But we're also bringing back, drumroll, the human cannonball.
That was great last year.
We are shooting a guy out of a cannon on opening night.
Oh, my gosh.
So, again, it's just one of those things that we want to start the season off with a bang, haha, pun.
Right.
And really kind of get the energy level up from get-go. Opening weekend is just going to be incredible, not only with the human cannonball, but we have the Air Force Base Centennial Celebration. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary mm-hmm. this year. We've got our first giveaways of the year on Sunday and Monday. There's just all kinds of fun stuff going on the opening weekend. But then throughout the entire year, Murph over here has been working on some really fun, new, innovative promotions that are going to get some people really excited.
Anything you want to tip your hat on early?
Well, we've already started releasing them, so I don't want to say it's a sneak peek, but yeah.
We haven't released all of them.
Yeah, we haven't released all of them. Our giveaways were released yesterday. We're really excited about some of those. One of the main ones to keep in mind is every single Thursday at the ballpark is going to be a T-shirt giveaway. So not only are we going to have our Thirsty Thursday, we're going to have different T-shirt themes every night. So we're going to start off, we're going to have a Mardi Gras night. We're going to have a Mardi Gras themed T-shirt.
Love
them. We're going to have a NASCAR night with a NASCAR themed T-shirt. Yeah. We've got our tank tops and flip-flops Jimmy Buffett night that we're not allowed to call Jimmy Buffett night. But it's not going to be your standard, just a white shirt with a Biscuits logo on it that you're going to keep in the trunk of your car. We're working with some local artists. These are going to be really cool T-shirts that people are going to wear around town, and we're still keeping our Thirsty Thursdays.
Are you keeping Dollar Hot Dog Night?
That's going to be every Tuesday.
Okay, and what about, you got Military Night, right?
Every day of the week we've got something special. So Monday we've got what's called the Golden Biscuits Club, which is a special ticket pack designed for our fans 55 and older. Uh-huh. Tuesdays are our food night, so Dollar Dog.
You're looking at me.
I was looking straight down. I was looking at
our more seasoned baseball fans, our veterans of the game.
That's why he's the marketing director.
Are the Golden Biscuits. Right.
Very good.
The veterans of the
Mr.
ballpark.
Murphy.
Tuesdays are food nights, so Dollar Dog Hot Dogs and Food Fest. Wednesdays are Military Wednesdays. Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays of T-shirts. Friday and Saturday. Every Friday and Saturday this year, we'll have Max Fireworks on them. And then Sunday are for the younger members of the family.
Still so let
kids
the dogs
day
in.
And the little Baileys.
Yeah, we'll every call Sunday's it Family Day. Bring your kids or your dogs your dogs.
That's my kid.
So we got a new kids club. So if you sign up for our free kids club on our website, every Sunday game, you get free admission to the game.
Wow.
So we're really going hard for this fantasy.
We'll have different kids giveaways planned on all those Sundays. We'll have a kids book bag giveaway, a kids replica Biscuits jersey giveaway, some cool team posters and mascot posters. So it's going to be fun for kids on
Are
Sunday.
You able to tell us anything about the talent this year?
Who's the team pipeline that's coming up?
We don't know yet. Spring training is about to come through, so the full roster, we won't know until about a week out. But that said, we're expecting some of our better players from last year to come back. We're going to lose Justin Williams, who was our best player last year. He'll be in Durham this year. But there are some very good young talent in that 19 to 21-year-old range that will probably start in high A, but by the middle of the season should be with us. So there's a guy named Jesus Sanchez, who's one of the Rays' top three prospects that could be coming up. We should have a really good pitching staff. Again, we've made the playoffs for 3 years in a row, which as a minor league team, that's hard to do. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't make it four this year. So our coaching staff's coming back, and it should be a really fun year from a baseball standpoint.
I don't think it's happening this year, but will there be another opportunity where you'll bring in the Rays for an exhibition game before the season?
We beg and plead every year, but it's one of those things that it's a challenge because it has to be after spring training, but before MLB opening day, which is like a 2-day window.
Mm-hmm. They're starting the season very early this year, and everybody plays on the opening day schedule.
Exactly. So again, for travel reasons, to get the team to break from spring training to get back to either Tampa or, the year they came to us, they were on their way to Baltimore, so it was kind of just like a stopover for 6 hours, and then they flew up to Baltimore. Yeah. So it's a real challenge, but it's one of those things that probably every 10 years we can hope it'll happen, but not – not in the immediate future, unfortunately.
Well, I'll be looking forward back to getting back to my favorite seats in section 118 down the right field line. And just enjoying the ambiance, you know.
It's a beautiful park. It's one of my favorite parks in the minors, and I've been to a bunch of them. And it's got such a historical significance too.
Greg, we'll bring you out for Millennial Day.
Perfect. That's my demographic right there.
Absolutely. We're gonna have nap times. We're gonna give away participation ribbons. Yeah, you have a safe zone, little timeout area. Yeah.
You guys got 70 home games.
So 70 games from April 5th through August 28th this year. So yeah,
great.
We've got the 4th of July. We've got some military ticket packs. We've got some fan favorite ticket packs. Again, if you haven't been to Biscuits games in a while, this is the season you're going to want to come out and really enjoy.
But the field looks interesting with the snow. That must
have
been.
Did you take a picture of that?
Yeah, we shut down our offices on Wednesday for everyone's safety. But I did demand that one of our people who lives downtown go and build a snowman in the outfield. It was a snow mound, but it was still it was interesting to see it covered in snow.
Well, you guys have been making the rounds around town this week. I mean, it's ramping up time, right? I mean,
this is the first time we've done this kind of announcement where we've released all of our promotions all at the same time like this, over the course of a week. So we're excited to do all this. 11 o'clock today, if you're not following us on social media, do so. Facebook and Twitter, Biscuits Baseball. We're going to have the entire 70-game promotional schedule come out at 11 o'clock today. Yes. I'm giving you a couple sneak peeks, but I promise you there's going to be something that's going to make you smile on there.
Did you guys go to the winter meeting?
Absolutely.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I am. The next time they're in Nashville, I'm going to try and drive up there.
Where was it this year?
This year we were down in Orlando.
Swan.
Yeah, it was actually not as warm as you'd hope.
Yeah.
And if you're going to Orlando, it was during that streak where we had that cold weather. But, but that last day when you're kind of packing for cold weather and the last day you're there, all of a sudden it's 75 and you're just sweating walking around all over the place. Yeah. So,
well, guys, we really appreciate you coming by. We'll look forward to your next visit.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Season can't get here far. Now, we don't have the opening day forecast, but how we doing here?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Not exactly baseball weather yet, but we're going in the right direction. Mostly sunny today, not as cool, with a high temperature 50 to 52, light winds tonight. Clear skies, cold, another freeze, but the last one in this series. Overnight low temperature 29, tomorrow mostly sunny, warmer, high around 60. How about 67 on Sunday? How about yes? And increasing clouds Sunday night, mid-40s, and then on Monday, showers and thunderstorms return. We need the raindrops, high 67. This morning, 25 degrees, calm winds now, clear skies at 8:49, and Bryson's Fine Jewelry will be opening in 1 hour and 11 minutes. And if you haven't heard, we're just a little bit more than a month. Not a month away from Valentine's Day. How many days?
24 days.
24 days. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, and you need to check them out. And by the way, when you need jewelry repair, if you do, the answer is Bryson's. Head there. They're over there at East Chase, next to Costco. It's a unique showroom. You can actually see all the work being done by the jewelry professionals. I stood there at that bay window, watched them work. It's amazing. They're the most advanced shop in the River Region, and you can get same-day on-site repairs with one-year warranty and talk directly to the person who's going to be doing your repair, because nothing is sent outside the store. They have 5 jewelers on site. The owner's from a family that's been in the jewelry business for over 100 years. So, let's summarize. Exceptional customer service, superior value, attention to detail, perfection, speed of service. That's all their hallmarks there. Bryson's doing things the way they used to be done. So check them out. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway next to Costco. Open from 10 to 7 every day, Monday through Saturday, and that includes today.
Morning Maroon nominees next.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hometown traditions, oven cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land.
countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hi, I'm Mark from Country's Barbecue, and you might be a Country's Barbecue fan if you've ever heard or used the word, did you know? We use it all the time. Did you know all of our sauces, Sweet Heat and Alabama White sauces, are homemade? Did you know 200 fresh-squeezed lemons are hand-squeezed every day to make our lemonade and, of course, our lemon meringue pie? Did you know we smoke Boston butts over real hickory wood for hours on an open pit? Did you know every one of our pies are made from the freshest ingredients? Did you know we win best tea, period? Did you know everything we do, we work extra hard to make it extra good for you? Now you know it. Come on in and enjoy it.
Country's Barbecue.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
No other vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE, so we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. There's never been a better time to experience the security and intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,223 due at signing. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 31st, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See operator's manual for additional information and warnings. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So no one told me winter's gonna be this way. My runny nose, I blow, I've been coughing all day. My temp's 102, 'cause I'm sick with the flu.
I've been building towards news and views at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a big day in the news. The Republicans got to get this done. Well, listen to Barron. We talked about it yesterday. Terry Adams is going to be sidekicking with Barron today. You know Terry. Much beloved and glorious. 5 minutes of playtime. And this is not conspiracy. This is going to be big. This is going to be bigger than Watergate and maybe any other political scandal in the history of this country when they get it all out. So that process looks like it's going to start today at 8:55. Our Morning Maroon nominees include a woman, 29-year-old from Lakewood, Washington, moved in with a new boyfriend a few weeks ago. When she got home last Friday, she wanted to cuddle. But he wasn't into that. And I got to be honest, on behalf of all men, we're not always ready for that.
You got to be in a cuddle mood.
So when he said no thanks, she stabbed him with a kitchen knife.
Oh.
And now she's arrested for assault.
Cuddle assault.
And they're probably just going to be friends. Here we have a guy, Mr. Insecurity for the day, 42-year-old Mohammed from Somerset, England.
Irish guy.
Yeah. Got upset back in November when his wife had a night out with her friends. He didn't like it, so when she attempted to do it recently, he decided, I know the bar they're going to, so I'll phone in a bomb threat. The bar was evacuated, had to close down for the night. They eventually traced the threat to him. He was in court this week. He was fined $1,200 in compensation to the bar and 120 hours of community service for a bomb threat. Then we have a guy in Maine, Belfast, Maine, speaking of Ireland, Rich.
Yeah.
Brian Fogg, whose last name is the action verb by which he lives. driving drunk outside Belfast, Maine, he crashed into a ditch. Son of a ditch, he said. Cops get there. I'm not taking a breathalyzer, so he punched himself in the face three times. Bleeding enough so that the cops didn't give him the test, but because they had to deal with his self-inflicted injuries. Mm-hmm. However, he did not accomplish his mission. He was charged with operating under the influence. And don't try this. We got four today because we haven't done this almost all week.
All right.
A 24-year-old drug dealer in Nebraska attempted... All he had was a $50 bill that was taped together, and the Domino's wouldn't take it for the pizza he ordered. Mm-hmm. So he attempted to negotiate. He had other cash on him, mm-hmm. but instead of using that, he decided to trade marijuana for the pizza. The cashier refused, told the manager who called the police, all forms of pot are still illegal, even medical marijuana in Nebraska, just like here. They found more pot in his backpack along with a scale, so now he's got distribution charges. He should have just whipped out a $20 bill and paid the damn thing, so he's the dumbest of the dumb here.
I was pretty sure it was going to be drunk in the fog in Belfast, but but now that last one there, paying with using pot as currency for pizzas.
One day that may work, but not this time, and I have to agree, that's about as dumb as it gets.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Could have just gone hungry if you wanted to. A couple of minutes shy of 9 o'clock, and again, a big News and View show today. A couple of things I want to thank. Again, Tip Tames, because I remember when I purchased my Rogue, he pointed out that it had the four-wheel drive feature, and that saved me this week.
I bet it did.
I wasn't sure how or when I might use that if I'd be driving in hills. I had no plans to, but that came in handy Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all 3 days at various times, and helped me get to work and back safely. So, Tip, I appreciate that. And, by the way, that's my tip to you. When you need a good pre-owned vehicle, see that incredible group that Dan Morris introduced all of us to at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And they can get anything but a clean-up hitter. Peaches and clean. You know, when it gets snowy like this, I know it was a major problem in Chicago. We're not used to it, but you go in and out of the house, you bring in the snow, it melts, and it leaves all kinds of stains. It looks white, but there's dirt embedded in that, as Midwestern and winter weather areas know.
But the names are going
to... So there's going to be a lot of dirty flooring to deal with. Peaches and Clean can clean anything. They can get your grout sparkling. They can do tile and hardwood floors, carpets of all type, upholstered furniture. They adjust their chemical combinations to whatever the situation requires. They're very, very professional, on time, and the best at what they do. So when you're ready to get the winter out of the house, especially post-holiday time, call them at 277-6937. Learn all about their services. By the way, they also offer a janitorial service for businesses after hours.